The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, January the 19th. We're glad you're with us today. We've got two topics. Let's start, first of all, with Lisa Finley, Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Welcome back to Radio Friends, Lisa. You wanted to talk about a study that we discussed sometime this past summer, right? The researchers come out and you've got some new information.
Yes, there was a study released last July which gave some research validity to what we observe regularly in our office at Jeff City Medical Group, and that is specifically the quick resolution of type 2 diabetes with a very low-calorie diet. And
when you say a very low-calorie diet, though, the first thing that pops into my mind are the fad diets that we have heard about year after year after year. Sure. And fad diets are not good for you. But this is different.
This is different. It's, by definition, it's an 800-calorie per day diet, but it does require medical monitoring and supervision and products that are designed to provide that kind of a program.
So the person is under a doctor's supervision.
Under a doctor's care, and they're participating each week for 1.5 hours with our staff of registered dietitians and counselors to prepare that person for successful maintenance. But what is striking is that within 4 weeks, we'll see a significant reduction, if not discontinuation, of that individual's type 2 medications, which then fuels that individual's motivation to go on and make the necessary changes to maintain that weight loss.
So you're saying the diabetes is cured at that point?
Well, you know, I would never use the word cure because the nature of diabetes is that it is progressive, and once you're diagnosed with that, you will always have it. The variable is the level of medical management that's needed to keep those blood sugars in check. And what we know is that excess weight requires more medication. So if someone with type 2 is able to lose weight and maintain that weight, they're able to reduce their medication. And up to now, bariatric surgery, specifically bypass, has been promoted as the go-to strategy for resolution of diabetes. But because of what we've observed in our clinic for over 10 years, we knew that wasn't the whole story.
So you can, what you're saying is you can bypass the surgery, having the surgery, watch what you eat. Now, once you're off of that 800-calorie diet, can you go back to eating almost in a normal way but not overdoing it?
Well, no matter who is beginning to consider weight loss, you need to recognize that you can't go back to what you were doing before or you'll get what you had before.
Okay.
That is the simple truth. You have to be ready to adopt lifestyle changes in line with that lower, healthier weight.
Okay.
And so a lot of the work that we do with individuals week to week is to prepare them for that, for that transition.
If people want more information on that, should they contact Central Missouri Dietetic Association, contact you?
No, they can go to jcmg.org. And search Weight Treatment Center. They can get a detailed description of the programs available to them.
Okay. One other thing. We're just about out of time. Mention the other study.
Yes. In response to my time here last year, we discussed HCG. And just about 4 weeks ago, the FDA released a consumer update bulletin warning consumers of the fraudulent nature of both HCG drops and the fact that even though injections can be prescribed off-label, they have never been approved for weight loss. And in fact, they are collecting side effects that people are experiencing now. There's an FDA bulletin that you can download from the FDA consumer website.
Okay, so if you're using what is it called?
HCG, it stands for human chorionic gonadotropin.
If you're using those, check the FDA bulletin. Not good for you.
Not good for you. And in fact, we're working with an individual from Columbia right now who developed a blood clot in his lung after his first week on HCG.
Okay.
So we need to be careful.
Lisa, thank you so much
for coming by.
All right. Lisa Finley, Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Now, we turn to two of my other good friends, Wally Pfeffer and Margaret Diane Drainer. Good to have you here, Em.
Good to be here.
Diane Drainer. And you're here to tell us about the 10th Annual Legislative Forum.
That's
you bet.
Right.
When is this?
It's January 26th at 5:30. It will be at Harpo's.
So that's going to be next week, isn't it?
Yes.
Next week.
Yes, a week from today.
And what's going to happen at the Legislative Forum?
Well, this will be the 10th annual one, as you mentioned, and we invite all our local legislators to come and meet with the alum from Mizzou and all the friends of Mizzou to talk about what their priorities are and what their goals are in helping higher education public policy in Jeff City this year.
Do they all show up?
Usually we have a really great turnout, and, and by doing it on Thursday evening, it's good because it's the end of that legislative week. So they are ready.
Oh, they don't work on Friday.
No.
Okay.
So they're on their way
They go to their real jobs.
Okay. Okay. So everybody, if you're asking everybody to come down and be a part of this.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the time and date is what?
Well, January 26th, 5:30.
Next Thursday.
Yes.
Next Thursday at 5:30.
5:30 down at Harpo's, 10th and Cherry in the back room, first floor. We would ask people, if they don't mind, to pre-register. They can either call the Alumni Association at 882-6611.
Okay, wait. Give that again.
882-6611.
To pre-register.
Or they can go online at www.mizzou.com. And go to event registration, and they'll find the event there. That way, we've got a head count for
free. Is there a cost to register?
Yes, it's $15 for people who are members of the Alumni Association, but it's still open to people who are not. It's just it's $20 for folks who are not members.
Okay, so if you're not a member, $5 more.
Right, correct.
What else do you want to add about this, Diane?
Well, I think what's important is, and I really do compliment Wally, because what we're doing is we're really bumping up our legislative advocacy with all of our alums statewide. And it's real important to meet with their legislators and talk about how important higher education is to them and their life. And to their children's lives. I mean, we get many people who now are second, third generations with the university. So it's critical to protect higher education and the funding for higher education. And these are opportunities, and we see it as a really excellent opportunity to talk to our legislators and to do these type of events statewide.
Do you feel, your gut feeling, do you feel that it makes a difference by getting together, talking to them, and have the alums?
I know it does. Absolutely. And it does statewide. Absolutely. I know that it makes a difference when they call their legislator. And even if they don't get to talk to them, if they leave a message and let them know that they are interested and concerned about the funding for education and higher ed. And when they get those calls, it does make a difference.
Okay.
And Paul, consider this. Even for our local legislators who we know believe in higher education, they represent this area. It's important for them to know that there are people back in their district who are behind them.
Okay.
Because there are times when they get out on a limb politically and feel like, is anybody there behind me to help me push this through? And it's good for them to see this group of folks there saying, we appreciate what you're doing.
Okay. So mark it down. It's next Thursday, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock?
5:30.
5:30 at Harpo's. Thank you so much for coming by.
Pleasure seeing both of you again.
We're out of time for today. Want to remind you, our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KPIA. Our floor director is Will Kleigert, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you have any ideas about something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.